Random House Audio presents Death in the City of Light, The Serial Killer of Nazi-Occupied Paris, by David King. Read for you by Paul Michael. With special thanks to the Préfecture de Police for granting me access to the entire Petiot dossier, which has been classified since the time of the events. Preface. March 11th, 1944. A thick black smoke streamed into Jacques and André Marseille's fifth-floor apartment at 22 Rue Le Sueur in the heart of Paris's fashionable 16th arrondissement. The smoke had begun 5 days before, but now, in the unusually warm weather, it was getting worse, seeping through closed windows and soiling the furniture. In the air was a nauseating smell described variously as burnt caramel, burnt rubber, or a burnt roast of poor quality. The source of the disturbance, it seemed, was a building across the street.
"Do something," André Marseille told her husband when he returned home just before 6 o'clock that evening, and she sent him over to investigate.
Neither Jacques nor his wife knew who, if anyone, lived in the neighboring 2.5-story townhouse at 21 Rue Le Sueur. A man was sometimes seen riding there on a green bicycle, towing a cart whose contents were concealed under a heavy canvas. On rare occasions, he appeared to receive visitors, who arrived almost invariably at night, curiously lugging a couple of heavy suitcases. As Jacques approached the stately structure with its blackened gray stone facade, he could tell that the smoke was indeed pouring out of its narrow chimney. He could not, however, see inside the house. The shutters on the ground floor were